आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार, आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी और मैं हूँ शशि कुमार। आज हमारे साथ हैं मेडल ऑफ द ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया से सम्मानित जनरल प्रैक्टिशनर डॉक्टर राबीन साधाई, जिन्हें चिकित्सा सेवा और समुदाय के प्रति उनके असाधारण योगदान के लिए यह प्रतिष्ठित सम्मान मिला है। ऑस्ट्रेलिया डे अवार्ड देश का एक प्रतिष्ठित सम्मान है जो उन लोगों को दिया जाता है जिन्होंने समाज सेवा, पेशेवर उत्कृष्टता और समुदाय के लिए असाधारण योगदान दिया हो। हर साल 26 जनवरी को इस सम्मान की घोषणा की जाती है और यह सम्मान उन व्यक्तियों को दिया जाता है जो अपने काम से ऑस्ट्रेलियाई समाज को बेहतर बनाने में अहम भूमिका निभाते हैं। डॉक्टर साधाई न सिर्फ एक डॉक्टर हैं बल्कि एक ऐसे इनोवेटर भी हैं जिन्होंने स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं को लोगों तक पहुँचाने के लिए अनोखे और सामुदायिक तरीके अपनाए, जिसमें पब, क्लिनिक और लेडीज लॉन्ज जैसी पहल प्रमुख हैं। आज के इस खास बातचीत में हम जानेंगे उनके जीवन के सफर, संघर्ष, प्रेरणाएं और वह सोच जिसने उन्हें इस मुकाम तक पहुंचाया। डॉक्टर राबीन साधाई, मेडल ऑफ द ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया सम्मान के लिए आपको बहुत बहुत बधाई और SBS हिंदी में आपका स्वागत है। जब आपको पता चला कि आपको मेडल ऑफ द ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया मिलने वाला है तो उस वक्त आपकी प्रतिक्रिया क्या थी?
My first reaction was I was very humbled. I was very honored to receive something so prestigious. Very honored to receive something like this. That was my first reaction.
अपने जीवन के सफर और परिवार के बारे में हमारे श्रोताओं को बताइए।
I'm from South Africa. I was born in South Africa. Indian parents. Many people would know there's lots of Indians in South Africa, about a million of us. South African Indians have been there since 1860. Our family moved in 1977 to Australia. My dad was a doctor and he was a GP as well. And we moved to the west of Melbourne, a place called Melton, which is quite close to Bacchus Marsh, where we've ended up. And then in 1983, my parents moved to Bacchus, where I also reside now, and they had their family house there for 40 years. And then going forward, I did my medical degree in Dublin in Ireland, and the Irish college back then had a specific lineage with South African Indian doctors. So there was quite a few South African Indian that were trained in Ireland, funnily enough, in the 60s, 70s and 80s. And I moved back to Australia after finishing my degree in 1994 and did my internship and then did some other hospital training and ended up doing general practice, which I started in the year 2000. So that's a little nutshell of what's happened with me. So yeah, and I've married with three adult children. So we had a big Hindu wedding in Melbourne, which was nice. Married an Australian girl, but she's as Indian, had a big Indian wedding, and we had, and she's a very good Indian cook these days. So it's, we love all that food. So we sort of still have some Indian cultural in our lives, but despite being fairly removed from it over many years, yeah.
आप डॉक्टर बनने और समुदाय की सेवा करने की दिशा में कैसे प्रेरित हुए?
The main thing was having the inspiration from my late father, Dr. J. Sadai. He was a doctor first and foremost, and that was an inspiration, along with my uncles. And then I had some insight into what he did. He was involved with South African matters, and he was had the opportunity to meet Nelson Mandela a few times. But he's also involved with the Overseas Medical Graduates Association, so the INGs, International Medical Graduates. So he was very much a champion of helping doctors from overseas integrate into medicine and medical fields here in Australia. And then he was also involved with UNICEF and charity events. He was very good in terms of helping with local charities and communities and things of that nature.
एक प्रवासी पृष्ठभूमि से आकर ऑस्ट्रेलिया में मेडिकल कैरियर बनाना कितना चुनौतीपूर्ण रहा?
So I think there were some challenges. I think the challenges were probably more because it was an overseas medical graduate, and there are some challenges when you're trying to get into the system. But beyond that, I think once you're in the system and you can actually see, they see that you're good at your job, I think. And to an extent, general practice really suited me a lot better than a lot of the other disciplines. I did a lot of emergency medicine, but general practice had that feel where I could do multiple things, and which includes the community work that I've also been able to do. I don't think that happens as much with other specialities in medicine, but it's been to be. Working in a community and being part of the community, I think that's a nice thing that I like doing.
Pub clinic का विचार कैसे आया? और आपको क्यों लगा कि लोगों तक स्वास्थ्य सेवा पहुंचाने का यह तरीका जरूरी है?
I think the first inspiration was when I first started in Bacchus Marsh. I did see a couple of patients who had lost their husbands who sudden medical events like heart attacks or strokes. And those fellows were very young, in their late 40s, early 50s. And looking at their medical record, I found that they actually didn't seek any medical help or look at, and I thought there is some barrier and stigma for men in particular to come to doctors. They're too busy, they feel they're fine, they feel they're invincible. And I thought the better option is to reverse it, to see if maybe we can bring the clinic to the patient. And obviously training in Ireland, in Dublin, the pub is the center of community there. It's not just for drinking, it's for socializing and communicating and meeting up. So I thought, what better place than to have a clinic at a pub? And so we do a very informal sort of discussion. We'd often have, specialists in allied health, physios, osteos, things like that to come and talk to us. So, and we do it over a glass of beer. And I think that informal setting seems to engage the men more. And we don't, give some advice up, but it's more a discussion rather than a lecture to say, hey, fellas, this is about this. We'll talk about this medical matter. And maybe you or someone needs to go get that checked out. Yeah.
महिलाओं के लिए लेडीज लॉन शुरू करने के पीछे आपकी सोच क्या थी और इससे आपको समुदाय में क्या बदलाव दिखाई दिया?
The ladies lounge was probably a few years ago. It was probably more that people kept on sort of asking, why don't we do a ladies event? And so after some years, we got it together, and we were able to get the right type of speakers. And it's slightly a little bit more formal. Because ladies tend to be a lot more organized, but it's the same concept of a chat amongst people and a discussion. Obviously, the discussion is different for medical matters, but it's still important and relevant. And we have a bit of fun, and that's, I think, the other thing we have to do when we sort of do these informal talks. We have a bit of fun and a discussion and, some food, and it's a bit of a social thing. I think the other thing was funding, actually. So we had some funding that was able to do that. Now we are only funded in the community by community banks and Rotary clubs and local friends. All the speakers and talkers give their time up voluntarily. So there's no one gets paid. So it's very much a community event run by the community for the community.
आपके लिए कम्युनिटी डॉक्टर होने का असली मतलब क्या है?
I think it's a lovely way of engaging. I think that if you're part of a community, to try and get involved and make a difference. With my platform of, medical assistance, I help out the local football and cricket club. I've done a lot of sports medicine type of work. I do a lot of palliative care medicine. I work at the hospital as well. So there's many aspects to what I do, but I really thoroughly enjoy it, and I love being part of the community. And certainly I can assist with, people, even if they want to have a quick chat to me outside hours, and I'm happy to do that most of the time. So,
आप अपनी सांस्कृतिक जड़ों और ऑस्ट्रेलियाई जीवन शैली के बीच संतुलन कैसे बनाए रखते हैं?
I guess I always say I'm Indian heritage. I'm trained in Ireland. I'm South African born, but I always say I'm 100% Australian. So I think that's the beauty of multicultural Australia. I've sort of grown up here from 7 years of age, but the Indian side of me never leaves. Like I said, I had an Indian wedding. We still love the food. We still celebrate Diwali. So the culture is still within me. We try and teach our kids some of that. It's a bit diluted down being South African Indian and living here for over 40 years. But we still maintain some degree of cultural Indian culture. Every day, in fact, but diluted down because of how I've grown up and where I've grown up, etc. The balance is hard in terms of professional at times, but most of the time I find that a rewarding thing. I think I can help people most of the time. And the biggest aspect sometimes is time. Having the time to do things is the hardest challenge on many occasions.
और अंत में आज के युवाओं और खासकर भारतीय समुदाय के बच्चों को आप क्या संदेश देना चाहेंगे?
I think for those people, I think it's important to, have the ethos of what Aussies do and have a go. That's a very big Aussie ethos. And get involved in community in some aspect, whether it's volunteering, helping your local cricket club or football club, going along to watch local sports, becoming involved in a committee or something of that nature. So some voluntary work or, helping out at the local nursing home or whatever it may be. I think they're things that are good for people in general. Volunteering is a fantastic thing. And it also gets you involved in community. And in fact, what you do is you start meeting people and making connections and making friends. And some of my friends that I've made 20 years ago from the local football club are still my best friends now. We've got a lot to get involved with if you choose to. So I think in whatever aspect you're able to, I think that would be my advice to get involved in some sort of voluntary community type of work, whether it's small or big.
डॉक्टर रावीन साधाई, SBS हिंदी से बात करने के लिए आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
Thanks,
तो श्रोताओं, ये थे डॉक्टर रावीन साधाई। इसके साथ ही शशि कुमार को दीजिए इजाजत। फिर मुलाकात होगी अगले कार्यक्रम में। नमस्कार।
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।